It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live Monday, February 19th at 8 a.m. Pacific, about 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you? Happy President's Day. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a great week. It's been a week since we were here last talking about Pluto and the conjunction of Mars and the crazy stuff going on in the world. And it almost seems ridiculous to think that you're right when you say, check the news, things are going to be happening. Because when isn't that true? I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you're rested. I hope it's a day off for you. And many of you didn't have to go into work today. That's usually probably federal or state employees. I got a sweet little note today reminding me that President's Day from Janae. Thank you. And she said that President's Day was originally just for George Washington and that they merged them later around the 60s, I think. Might have been the 70s with President Lincoln and then eventually just to honor all presidents. So thank you for that, Janae. I hope you guys are doing well. If you're new to the show, please come over to 12radio.com. Click the chat button on the left-hand side. And when you do, you will come over into the Facebook group. Now, you don't have to talk. It's okay just to lurk, just to pay attention. Even lurking sounds like it's a little pejorative. But really, we just want you to come play. And I'm going over there right now. I'm doing it with you to get the magic of the group. When you come into the group, and I'm still, let me see, here we go. It's taken me a minute to get there. Where is my group? It looks like the top, they changed the banner at the top, which is weird because I uploaded the schedule there. And that's why I couldn't find it. So if you're looking for that schedule, actually, I'm going to put it up right now again. There we go. That's weird. I did put it up there. Maybe it got changed on me somehow. I did it last night. So if you go looking for the schedule, you'll see it now. And when you come into the room, Jay has put up my banner. Thank you, Jay. Great show, Jay and Carolyn. So now I'm going to hit refresh. I'm sorry if this is me muddling through Facebook, seriously. And so I understand why a lot of you don't do that. But if you do come over, just scroll down until you see the banner, Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. There's some comments. We can check in on them. I would like to check in on the people, see how they're doing. And when I get there, I see Michelle's in the house. Good morning, Michelle and Laura and Ali Shea. President's Day to me means it's time to cut back my roses. That's Laura. I love it. Give it good meaning. Ali Shea, thank you. Thank you, and happy Monday to you, too. It's a snow day in Reno, Tahoe. Look how beautiful, truly, your picture is. You know what? Sometimes I crave for places where it's not snowing, but I am addicted to it. I love to have the snow. I love the cleanliness, the feeling of, like, everyone's inside. Let's see. Jane's in the house. Hi, Jane. It's good to have you here. Really good to see you. Inga, thank you for being here. It's been a long time to have you. I'm so glad you're back to listen. Thank you. Karen, welcome. We had a good laugh this morning. Hi, Karen. Renee, thanks for being here. Erica. Hey, Mark, and 12 peeps. Haven't been to a show on Mondays in a while. Teacher here, so I'm off. In bed and feeling under the weather. Well, first of all, please feel better. Second of all, how sweet of you to listen in, and thank you for being a teacher. I adore teachers. I don't know how you all do it. I don't. I love teaching myself. I just couldn't do what you do, and I appreciate you. Jennifer Lakshmi Dove's in the house. Thank you. Happy Pisces season. It is Pisces season, isn't it? Excited about all the fresh new energy. I bet Jennifer has a Pisces moon, so I know she's feeling good. Lynn Goldberg's here. Thank you so much. Okay, you guys, it's so nice to be with you. It is a Cancer moon. You know I'm singing. Yeah, I love that Cancer moon. A lot of you don't love that Cancer moon. I get it. I get it completely. But You know, it's like that's the fun of watching this moon go through its cycles, because we get to sort of see how it affects us and what it does. Now, we're coming to a full moon, and I wanted to talk to you about the full moon. I have so much to talk to you about, seriously. Last week, we talked about Mars conjuncting Pluto and Venus conjuncting Pluto. Mars was going to be at the beginning of the week. And though, remember, I'll review a little bit for those of you that didn't get a chance to listen. Mars is like, Mars was once the ruler of Aries and Scorpio, because we didn't have Pluto yet. And the way they divvied up the planets was they just simply went in order. I have a graph for it. It's kind of adorable how they did it. It's Aries and Scorpio got Mars. I'll just leave it at that. Pluto was discovered, so then Pluto went over and got Scorpio. But Mars didn't really quite lose its intensity. And Mars is intense. I mean, it's the way we go to anger. It's seduction. It's wherever Mars is in your chart is what gets you out of bed. Don't get out of bed, though, our little teacher. You stay in and take care of yourself. But it's the way we leap up for a cause. It's what causes us to action. Okay. So, and you also know that passion is always considered red and fiery, and so is anger, red and fiery. There's a fine line between passion and anger, right? So Mars hits Pluto and we check out the news and we see all the news. I mean, I was watching the Fani Willis trial. I'm a big fan of Fani. I don't know. I just love her. I love her, love her, love her. And I know whatever, she's controversial to some. And you, when you say you love somebody, there's always going to be a group of people who say they hate her, or they use it to identify you as something. And let's just change that. I just love her. I respect her. I wish I was as smart as she was and had the fearlessness that she has. I looked it up. She's a Scorpio. And she, if you don't know, is the district attorney in Georgia who's on trial now for having maybe an illicit affair. We'll see if it benefited her, if she'll be excused from the case. I'm not weighing in. I'm just saying I loved her. She busted into the trial and she said, "I'm your next witness. Take me now." And it was great. So that was my moment. And then Venus came along, right? So not only do we see this trial about a love affair and they get into a personal life, that's kind of Venus-y, right? Mars passion, like illicit passion. And then we have the Venus thing going on. And then Venus comes along at the end of the week. And so for some of you, you might have seen some things you were happy about, or some things you were pleased with, or some things you were, worried about, but the concern sort of rose to the level of Aquarius. So I'm not going to define it for you in terms of what you noticed or how it affected you. I just want you to pay attention to the general tone of everything. Now, I just noticed that the sun went into Pisces today. So Jennifer, thanks again for the reminder, but I'm looking at the chart today of today's chart and seeing 0 degrees Pisces. So happy birthday, all you Pisces. We're leaving that Aquarian energy and we're kind of getting into Pisces turf. Now there's some caveats there that I want to talk to you about and how to read these things. So we had that week and now we're coming out and Mars and Venus are now coming together in the sky. Now, if you have somebody that you know that has a Mars and Venus connected in their chart at the same signs, if you know charts well enough, you'll know that person is kind of balanced, almost androgynous in their taste and in their aesthetic and what they like and how they do things. It's interesting to know those people. They have an incredible balance. They have an incredible sense of, it's a form of bisexuality, but take out the sexuality. It's a sort of androgynousness. It's like they can access both the male and female aspects of themselves pretty easy. And in Aquarius, we tend to look externally. We tend to look at the world around us. And I think the humanitarian concept is coming into play really big. There's a lot of calls for humanitarianness. Everywhere you look, from the migrants to Ukraine to Israel, Palestine, you look to these, there's these screams of, you know, caring about people once again. And I think it's important to note that you're a part of that. You're in that flow. So notice for yourself, just notice for yourself, because astrology is such a subtle mirror, and that's what it is. It's a mirror for where we stand. Notice what you're feeling. how you might have changed. How, you know, like, it's like the frog in the, they cook the frog, you know, they start with cold water and they slowly heat it up. You know, the whole thing. I've talked about it a lot. Well, that's kind of like astrology. When the planets change, we slow cook to a new consciousness, a new level, and they affect you differently depending on where they land in your chart. But I've always explained, no, I haven't always explained. I've been beginning to really emphasize that they're more reflecting what's already happening with you. They're not doing it to you, right? So you, it's like a mirror. You run and look and see what is my consciousness doing? Some of you will never look. Some of you just need to keep it moving, keep it right along. Some of you will notice. And I notice it as I grow older. I was thinking about this today. Do you remember when you first had a, I remember when I first saw somebody in a line and had this big thing in their ear and they were talking and it looked like they were talking to nobody, but they had this big thing in their ear. It was the onset of Bluetooth phones, and that person was obviously a high-tech person because they had this honking thing sticking out of their ear, and they were talking. And it was like, oh, my God, who are they talking to? That's so weird. Now, you know it's evolved into AirPods, which I live on. I can't imagine not having my AirPods. I used to hate them. They've redesigned them. They feel so much better in my ear. I actually think I still have them in my ear when I go to bed. One time I did because they just get comfortable there. And I talk on them when I use the phone because I don't like to hold the phone, right? I don't think any of us do. So anyway, here's what I was thinking. In the old days, I used to walk through a mall and I used to have my phone as my protection because they have all those little kiosks in the middle of the mall. And I used to run through because everybody would grab me for eye care, skin care, whatever. And I got hooked once. Somebody grabbed me in and they said, the dermatologist is here for the first time and she's going to talk to you. She'll give you a discount, but you got to see what it does. And they put this stuff on my eyes and my big old bags disappeared. And I was like, oh my God, left there with $400. And the discount was like $5 seeing the optometrist, which also cost. I was taken, in other words. So from then on, when I go into a mall, I will hold a phone to my ear when I walk past the kiosk. And now I was walking the dogs today. I have my AirPods in and I'm talking out loud because I'm thinking about the show and I'm thinking about that time. And now I'm thinking, now I walk into a mall and I grab my phone because they can't see that I have an AirPod in just to be protected. But then they look away. So I'm at the age now when they're like, you ain't got no hair, so forget the hair products. No point in fixing that face. No point in whitening his teeth. So it was the first sign of literally, and I'm jesting, so you don't have to protect my feelings. Thank you for that. But it was when you start noticing the subtle things of you're entering a certain kind of agedom, right? I'm 67. I feel young still, but I am noticing more people offering to help me than normal. I'm unwilling to do my proper stretches, so I'm not as limber as I used to be. I love having the boys with me, the dogs, and you know, walking. But but it is this evolution. And I was thinking about Aquarius and technology and how it's kind of evolved. And now, you know, notice how AI is the first part of consciousness with Jupiter, Pluto in Aquarius. Now, whenever Pluto goes into a sign, the first minute, it's at zero right now, zero Aquarius, we get this onslaught of an issue. And it won't be the same issue when Pluto leaves. But the issue right now is generative AI. And they are showing today how now they have one that you just tell it what you want to see, like two dogs on a podcast, and it does a video of two dogs, and it's very realistic, right? Well, they haven't released it to the public because the company who developed it wants to make sure, humanitarian, that it doesn't, that it has safeguards in, because they don't want all the scrutiny, so they're going to put safeguards in. They'll figure it out. They're smarter, obviously, than I. So when Pluto enters zero Aquarius, we start seeing the initial issue. Please remember this, because in a few years, you're going to remember where it evolved to. Right now, it's AI. When it was in Scorpio, remember when it first went into Scorpio, it was the Catholic priest thing with young boys or young kids, maybe in general. And then it evolved before it landed, before it left Scorpio. Right at the end, it was AIDS. Death by sex. So it started as one thing, ended as another. Okay. And that's what I noticed, this trend. So now we're watching, it's AI. It won't stay with AI. They will, it might be, you know, we'll see what's happening. You heard the news maybe that they railed against an auto, a driverless car in San Francisco, sort of protesting, because there's the fear of the trickle-down effect, the effect that this automation is going to throw, it's going to throw the industry on its head. People are worried about their jobs. They're worried about where they're going to go. So to do this stuff consciously in Aquarius, they can't just replace jobs, people. They just can't put them out. They have to come up with a plan to reformulate them, retrain them, reinvent what they can do and sort of introduce them to a new concept, but keep them in. They have to find a way. So technology has to find a way to get along with humans. I mean, and it's happening. It's happening at a very rapid rate. And I think that's what this Pluto in Aquarius is going to try to resolve. Now, we're moving on to the sun now is in Pisces and it's coming up to Saturn. And it's very important, again, I hope you guys will eventually, you know your charts, and many of you do, but there's a couple of things to look at in your charts, where your nodes are, your nodes. We're going to talk about nodes again. I'm going to bring it up. We're going to do a big, every week, I'm going to bring up a little bit more for you to understand your nodes, your north and south node. They look like the horseshoes in your chart, because those guys are going to tell us a lot about how we're integrating, how we're doing now. So let's keep that on it. Let's put a pin in that just for a second. And we're going to talk now about the sun coming up to Saturn, because the sun's in Pisces right now. Saturn is in Pisces. Saturn's going to be in Pisces for about 2.5 years. Neptune is in Pisces. It's at the near the end of Pisces. But we're now in this dreamy world. So we go from the Aquarius mental, humanitarian, the ideal, right? Because Aquarians are all about, it sounds very heart-centered, and it truly probably is, but it's an idea, right? Solving the homeless problem is an idea. It's an ideal. It's like, okay, it's, we can fantasize about it. But the actual everyday, like, I think when people talk about solving the border crisis, it's more Aquarian. It's like this ideal, like what works. I think where the conflict and the clash occurs is when we get into the humanitarian feelings. When we talk about the individual, that these are people, there is a person there is a family there is a mother, there is a child, there is a father. And so that's what Pisces sort of now brings in, and the sun going into Pisces with Saturn. Now Saturn is kind of what we're trying to learn, and Saturn's in Pisces, and a lot of you have Saturn in Pisces, and a lot of you are then close to what, 57 58. And you guys are having your second Saturn return. And in that is this big clash, this big concept of figuring out what I feel, okay? Figuring out where I fit, how I integrate what I feel, who's close to me, who isn't, where I belong, what the energy is, what am I pulling in? What's all this? What do I do with all these feelings? And the opposite side of that is to cut them all off and not feel anything. So Saturn in Pisces, people are working with that. But that Saturn in Pisces thing is also being used globally in the world. Because in order to really care about this fight about the individual and their pain and their suffering, it's really easy with Saturn in Pisces to cut it off. To say, oh, I'm not looking there. I can't. It's too much for me. I can't feel that. And it's not a bad thing. It's good that you have a key that you can cut that and take a look, but Saturn doesn't let you get away with just cutting things off. Saturn kind of puts your nose in it, okay? And so you don't get to walk away from duties and responsibilities under Saturn. You kind of have to confront them. You can do it at your own pace, but sometimes it requires a push from the outside. Now you'll see there's a lot of stories about, I mean, can you imagine a son and father? I was just reading a story about a son and father, and it was an astrological story about their charts. and the father's Saturn was on the son's, and he, the son wanted to be an architect, and the dad called him a Nancy. Like, you're never going to go into that field. That's for girls. That's too feminine. That's, you need to get out and do, get your hands dirty and work the world and understand. And the kid was like, no. And the kid had to break away, run away, got accepted into architecture school. The dad said, I will find you and pull you out. I mean, horrible story. But, and it sounds like the poor kid, right? But deep inside of that, if somebody is telling you you can't do something, and this is so important when you're arguing with somebody, if they, you know this one too, if somebody says, no, I'm not going to let you do that, there's a part of us that goes, oh my God, yeah, I am going to find a way. And inside of us wells a certain will and a force that is unstoppable, right? It can't, it's like this, it's now an indelible imprint on our soul that's like, I'm going to get that no matter what, because you pushed against it. And that's where, of course, the onset of reverse psychology came in, because I play that with Libras all the time. You act like you don't like something just so they will say they like it, which means you actually did really like it, but you don't let on. So you get an agreement. And did I just give a terrible secret away? Yeah, because I just did that and I got totally what I wanted. It was great. But anyway, onward. Sorry, I digress. With this push, when somebody says, you know, no, you can't, or, you know, you really are an awful person, there's a part of us that goes, wait a minute, I'm not. And that to me describes Saturn in Pisces to its personal best, because you are going to create circumstances in your life under this Saturn in Pisces where it looks like there's something coming in on you. Okay. You don't have to create it this way, but if you do create it this way, I want you to imagine there's a part of you that wants the push so you can push back. And just sort of check it out. If you're in a fight right now, if you're doing something where, we'll get at the issues. There's guilt. There's fighting. There's isolation. There's being mad at somebody because they want this and you want that. I was thinking the other day, I was tired of stuffing, like altering just so somebody else doesn't get upset. And I'm not talking about me personally, a lot about at work, but just sort of like, God, I want to say this so bad. And it's like, why don't you? And you realize, you know, how much in life, when you go out to a grocery store, when you go to wherever you go shopping, and you're interacting with people at work, your coworkers, your colleagues, there's a part of you that bites your tongue. And that is so important. It's good to bite your tongue. I'll give you that. Count to 10, do what you need to do. But it's that behavior where we stop ourselves that also is the heart of being scammed. And all this is Piscean stuff. And I want to talk to you about scamming. When people, there's a new thing with AI, and it's very easy to generate a letter or anything, a phone call for you to get to help somebody you love. And I'm just putting this out there. I just saw this today, I think it was, about a woman who was so shocked that she got scammed that she was teaching people how not to be scammed and got scammed. And they used her family. They used information. So there's some, and imagine you get a phone call. Now this happened to me. I got a phone call and it was Chase Bank saying, there's a problem. Did you make this charge in Iran for $4 million? You know what? Like, seriously, another country, $4 million, a lot of money. And I said, no, that's not me. And they said, well, we need to put a stop on the account. We just wanted to make sure. And I go, okay, what do you need? And they said, well, we know the last four of your social. And they did. And they said, so we need you to go to this link and put in your information and put a stop. And all the red flags in the world went up. But listen, it was effective. It was powerful. It seemed very real. So I said, now this is the part where I'm talking about. We try to be nice to people. And I know some of you are really better at it than others. I'm terrible at it. I'm terrible being nice. No, I'm not. I used to be really like shy about it. But now I'm going to the person on the phone. I said, your caller ID does not show Chase Bank. So I'd like to call Chase Bank. What number do I call? And he said, just call this one back. It's fine. We know you're social. I understand you're nervous. He was very agreeable. He said, that's fine. But we're with fraud, so you can't call us directly, that kind of thing, right? Anyway, I said, no, okay, thank you so much. I'm going to hang up now. And I called Chase and said, is there anything going on? The 800 number. They said, no, your account's fine. There's no charges, nothing weird. So with Saturn in Pisces, it's easy to get duped. And you'd think Saturn is a boundary. Well, the thing about Saturn is it's a clumsy boundary. If you're born with Saturn in Pisces, you either have a complete ability to say, get away from me, don't get close, or you melt. But you're learning it. It's a balance. It's like it's extremes. Wherever your Saturn is, you react to the extreme and you're learning. You wobble. That's why I've always said, and I've gotten some pushback a little bit, but I always said Capricorns are awkward, like socially, especially if you see a Capricorn rising, there's a little awkwardness to them. They don't think so. A couple people have pushed back, said, I'm not awkward, and I get it, but I don't know how to explain it, but every Capricorn rising I meet is a little socially, so socially here, so aware that to me it sticks out. And so maybe that's how I can word it. So during this Pisces, Sun going into Pisces, Saturn in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, I think being duped, and that's what AI's message is to us. Note, they're like, oh, these fake things going on, the Taylor Swift ads. And then it looks like Joe Biden called on a robocall to all these people. None of it happened. It was generated by AI. So I'm just putting this exertion of caution to you to please be cautioned, to be aware that if somebody calls you and they seem really nice and you don't want to seem rude, don't worry about it. Be rude. Ask for proof. Ask for evidence. Ask for anything you need. Ask to call them back. Ask to, you know, call your relative. Do anything that makes you feel safe and protects you. Because I'll tell you what, the nice part of us is vulnerable. And it's not that you need to be mean. We're calling it mean to be protective of yourself. So during this cycle of Pisces, particularly, if you get an email, if you get a phone call, if you get a video, first response would be, don't believe it. Get a second opinion, no matter what. Just, okay, I'm going to get a second opinion here. That's all. Ask a friend. Do some research. You get a bit of news, headline news that's outrageous, you better check it out. I have fought this all week too. Friends calling with these big outrageous headlines that just simply aren't true or taken out of context. Okay, so this is a particularly powerful time for you to chill a little bit, quit looking for things to validate your reality. Just look to get validated. Just get things validated as to whether they're true or not. It's really important. Okay, now I'm going to check on you guys. See how you're doing. Let me just hit refresh here real quick. All comments. Okay. So, all right. Hang on. Jane Barbone loves Fonny. I love it. She'll get her own show, Jane. I have a feeling. Mark, everyone, working and lurking. Hi, Pamela. Thank you. Charlene. Okay, good morning. Just a Pisces floating into glorious Pisces energy. Yay. That's what it do. Float if you're a Pisces. Audra, Pisces Sun, fourth house Cancer Moon. Happy Monday. Good to hear you. It's good to hear you too, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Tammy, good morning, Mark and friends. Pisces Sun. Oh, the Pisces are out today, you guys. Happy birthday to all of you. I'm a Pisces. Both my brother and father are both Pisces, of course. To put a cherry on top, I'm a Pisces rising. Okay. Definitely familiar with the fish sign. Been feeling like I need to be more vocal about my needs and what my family and friends have been isolating more, yet tired of being nice just for the sake of keeping the peace. Oh my gosh. How does Saturn in Pisces affect a Pisces rising? totally pulls you to a more sober place. It does beg that question, Erica, do I need to, like, here's the question. Somebody needs help. You can help them. Why? Not just because you want to be nice, but just ask yourself just for a minute. I know I'm going to lend this money. I know I'm probably going to never see it again. Do I still choose to do it? Like, even if you think you're going to get paid back, Capricorn there, Saturn there on the rising sign makes it like a Capricorn, and you say, let me think about it. Let me just see. I know I could help, but do I want to do that? Am I the only person? Can I say no respectfully, or I'm busy, or I'll make something up? But where you're giving yourself a choice, if you can't say no, then you're not really being given a choice, right? If somebody asks you for a favor and you can't say no, they're not really giving you a choice, and you're not giving yourself one. Catherine Nasdaq's in the house. Hi, Catherine. I love when the guys that want to listen come on over here. Audra, Saturn, and Saturn Pisces, along with Venus, Chiron, Mercury, all in the 12th. See, when something's in the 12th house, you guys, it automatically makes it a Pisces energy. It automatically softens it. That's so important, because that's somebody that looks out the window and evaluates their world based on the reflections they're getting. I bet you a lot of times you live your life based on the omens that are around you, like seeing something happened and then it's like, okay, why did this happen to me? What do I need to do about it? But you're evaluating it as a movie. It's kind of a great way to be. Terry Campbell, Sun on Saturn in Pisces can really help illuminate what we really believe, and are we living that reality? Nice, Terry. Terry's also at 1-2-Listen, a great astrologer. Terry, thank you so much. That's great information. Yeah, so Saturn is sober, and if the sun comes there, it's sort of like, what am I doing? Am I doing what I want? And Saturn kind of gives you the strength to answer that. Now, remember, Saturn is holding us to the truth. Saturn is saying, you know, Saturn says, you need to get this work done. And so you go, well, I'm going to take a million shortcuts. And Saturn goes, okay, well, then we'll double the time, and because that's not going to work for me. So you're going to have to work harder. So Saturn sort of gets us honest. If you resist it, sometimes it's like we unconsciously attract a harder circumstance that sort of forces the point. Capricorn Sun, I'm definitely awkward. Tara, you guys, I'm so glad you understand me. Terry, I need a lesson in pragmatic rudeness. Great story on Chase Mark. Thanks, Terry. Pragmatic rudeness. Yeah, you know, we call it rude. I think we have to change our concept about what being assertive is. Remember when assertive and aggressive were the big argument of the day back in the day? It's like, it's okay to disappoint people. And we're not that desperate for love, and we're not. And you get to be able to say, no, I mean, I have so many stories to tell you where it was like, no, the answer is no, you don't get to do that. And I'm sorry. And there's a part of me that's like, and I'm so sorry, to the point where if that offends you, then okay. But I am tired of doing the self-adjustment, holding my breath, holding it back, because somebody might get their feelings hurt. I get it. Feelings get hurt. And we have to be willing. You're not the keeper of another person's feelings. I get it. If they are hurt, they can talk to you about it. Can we talk about this? Because this feels like rejection. Well, it's not rejection of you. It's rejection of what you're asking for. And so when somebody calls you and they're really nice, I go, like, they'll say, hi, Mark, how are you? And I go, who is this? Don't be messing with me. I don't need, I'm channeling Fonny Willis. Don't mess with me. All right, I'm reading. Hello, Mark. Is it Monday already? I agree about Cappies. As a Cancer, I actually love them. Like, isn't that adorable? They are socially awkward when I'm so warm and fuzzy. Good one, Ann. I know, Cancer's humor. You know, we got to keep the humor. And it is so true. I love Capricorns too. I think everyone should have a Capricorn moon, somebody in their life, because Capricorns are badasses for getting shit done. But you got to be able to push back. You got to find it in you, and you got to look like, here's a great way to do it, in my opinion. do who you are. Just be who you are. Answer the phone. Somebody says something. You're kind of biting your tongue, but you're kind of, because I have a lot of things I've been biting my tongue over lately. And you bite your tongue and you hang up. Then look at it. Look at what it is you want from them that is so special and precious in you that you can't afford the rejection because you told the truth. And maybe there's a way for you to tell the truth. Like, can we talk about this because this doesn't seem honest? Or can we talk about this because I don't want to disappoint you, but I think I need to. And there's a way just to sort of observe, like, this is kind of what I want. Because I'll tell you what, there is a freedom. You know, you're having a great time. This is an example. You're having a great time with somebody. Good evening. Everything's good. And something pisses you off. Now, I used to get accused of this all the time, having too much Scorpio in my chart, but John and I would be out to dinner and he'd said, everything's good. But if somebody walks in who you don't like, or somebody does something you don't like, that's all she wrote. You're gone. And I obsess. I'm like, oh, and so years and years and years of wanting to not do that, learning how to just put it somewhere else so I can be in the moment has paid off a little bit. There is a way for me to say, you know what? Okay, just let it go. Make a note of it. I think a part of my adult ADHD, let me label myself, is that I'm afraid to put it on hold because I'll forget about it. Or I'm afraid that, you know, it'll be too late, or get it over with so I can quit worrying about it. It's better. It's softened. But so when you're in those situations, especially now that Saturn's in Pisces and Sun is in Pisces, Mercury's going to be in Pisces here very soon. And there's a full moon coming, which I want to talk to you about. It's really important to keep that observer really strong. What is my concern? No, you know, Apple has a journaling app that has been kind of fun because it's super secure, you know, because it's Apple, but it makes you leave notes to yourself. Now, I'm sure Android has a similar thing, but I'm also sure, you know, it's a good opportunity for those of you that are a little like me, where you just kind of wish I had a notebook in every room so I could write something down to remember, not because I'm forgetting, but to remember things that are important, like take care of this tax bill, or make sure to send that 1099 in, or whatever it is. And so find little techniques for yourself that help. But under Pisces, especially the observer, like when you're done with a conversation, see how you felt. Was the person authentic? Did that, the way they signed off, was it rude? You know, texting these days is so vital because people have lost the art of being able to talk in real time. I honestly think, not you guys, maybe certainly young people. I know a few young people that just refuse to talk on the phone. It's just too awkward. Well, how do you say goodbye? What do you say? How do you think on your feet? I don't have time to think about it. Whereas when you text, you might get the answer 20 minutes later. And you learn how to manage that based on who I'm talking to. Like I learned, some people I may never hear this, the answer to this. And sometimes it's because they're elder, they're older, and they just don't know what to say. And so they don't, or they're younger and they're like, I don't know what to say. So they don't. So they sort of match there. But I don't have a thing about, I don't think the younger generation's worse off. I don't think that's Javi saying hi. I don't think they're, I worked with a sea of young people and I was impressed. So I don't have that belief that this generation is just horrible. Yeah, they definitely have different reality points of view. They grew up on technology. They have a way of living their life socially that I maybe don't relate to. But heart for heart, I mean, I think when they need something, when they have to go to work, when they have to be cordial, I find for the most part, I have faith in them. So I just always believed it. I remember when I was young, remembering when I got older, to remember how people lumped young people in this little box that just wasn't true. True for a lot because their experiences are different, but not overall the heart and soul of them. That's not true. Okay, real quick, I'm going to take a look at one more. Yeah, you all have some great things to say about this, and I love that. Thank you so much. Okay, I yelled at Javi real quick. I'm going to comments again. Just give me a sec. You have to go to comments. You have to hit refresh. And then I go all comments because it'll only show me some. All right. Erica Long is in the house from London. Erica, good to have you. She's so fun. Yeah, I have the best team at 12listen.com. We're having a sale today and we're having a sale Wednesday. Please come visit. Let them talk to you. They're amazing. They're like superstars to me. That's Terry's in the house is one of them. Catherine, Jennifer, Erica, Jay is one of them. All the radio show hosts for the most part, mostly. Okay, Alishea. Okay, Terry said, airline passenger successfully sued an airline for being given incorrect information on the site AI chatbot, even though there was a contradictory info. Yeah, there's consequences for bad AI. That's good. Wait a minute. And Alishea, and don't worry about only inviting John to the party. Just kidding. I love you. Okay, Alishea, I'm missing the first part, but I love the intense. Omar, totally a movie, The Matrix. Yes. Audra's living like she's the one with all the 12th house Pisces, and she's saying it's like The Matrix. And Audra, it will work for you every freaking time. Empower it, use it. Like if something happens, go, okay, if I dreamt that, how would I interpret it? Do it that way. It works. It really does. When you have a lot of Pisces. Karen Erickson says, some people can't handle no, no matter how nicely you say it. That pushes my buttons. Then I'm not nice. I agree. If you're asking, like, there's these two different types. There's the ones who want to call and complain, but they don't want your advice. You're just supposed to be the ear. If you give your advice, they aren't listening anyway. And I do hate that. I hate being manipulated for my advice. And on the other hand, I hate when people don't ask for it. Erica Alexandra, so true, Mark. Feelings do get hurt. I bite my tongue too much, but this Saturn in Pisces is kicking a lot of unresolved things and pushing me to be more real and authentic with friends and family. Great, Erica. That is so great. Listen, you guys, being able just to say, even if you're nervous about it, to say, you guys, it makes me nervous to say this, but I'm going to say it. Or I have to disagree with you. I remember talking to a friend and contradicting a very core line of thinking that they had about who they were. And I said, you know, I hate to be the record keeper here, but I got to remind you. And because as you free up who you are, and believe me, with all this Aquarius and all this Pisces, we're getting a chance for freedom. You will naturally lose the people who can't deal with that part of you. And it's okay, unless they have leverage over you. And that's another thing. The leverage for me is gone. There's no more promise of inheritance that doesn't exist. There's no more, what do they have to take away from me? And if you have people in your life that have leverage and you kind of don't want to piss them off because you don't want to lose the money, then just know that for yourself. That's fine. I'm not judging that. I will kiss a butt in a matter, but I ain't got no more to kiss. But the truth is, as you lose that leverage, now I had to force some leverage loss. I mean, it was sort of like I had to go make my own money. I had to go make sure I was completely independent. I had to do that for my own sanity because I no longer could play the game. I just couldn't do it. I hated who I was becoming. And partly I do see some of the sins of my parents in me, meaning that, you know, I go, God, that's like such a thing your dad would do, or that's such a thing your mom would do. And I'm still paying attention, but observe yourself and tell the truth. You're not perfect. Don't be self-righteous. But the thing is, if somebody has, you know, your mom's still living and she's being a total monster, but you need to be nice because you don't want to be cut out of the will. That's a real circumstance. I wasn't me. That's a real circumstance for people. But just know you're doing it. Just say, yes, I'm choosing to bite my tongue here. I'm being paid to bite my tongue, basically. And you do it if that's important to you. If there's no leverage, though, if nobody has anything else they can take away from you except go talk about you, because I know how they're talking about me and my family, especially the extended family, the astrology, the psychic hotline. I mean, please, this is, and the one aunt that I adored when I saw her at a reunion before mom and dad both died, She said, I heard you wrote a book. Is that because of your crazy mother and all that astrology? And it was just like already off to that. And I loved her. I do love her. She's a great person. But I said, well, I guess she had some influence there. But I said, it's pretty psychological and it definitely seems to help people. And she said, well, that's good. God would help more. And, you know, then you got that. So I knew that was over. Okay. That's okay. Thank you. I appreciate your opinion. No, I don't. And I'm out. I mean, that's just where it is. So try early in life. Don't wait too long. I mean, wait. And I don't care if you're 90 and doing that. Do it. Do to the point where if there's no one that has leverage over you, you don't have to bite your tongue. Start trying to find a way to tell the truth. Even when you have to take a breath and say this, I just need to say this. We can talk about it if you want or, you know, whatever. But anyway, so if you're based on your sign, you're going to have some trouble with it. I remember I won't even get into that. I'm not going to tell another story yet. Let me see how you all are doing. And then we're going to talk about this full moon coming up because time already went by too fast. Okay. So many things to check on here. All right. You have to check, you know, the volume levels. It's fun. Though it's like the only time I get to really enjoy you guys is today. So, you know, my day with you. All right. So real quick, I just want to run down because I want to talk about this full moon coming up. There's a full moon Saturday. Raven's in the house. Hi, Raven. I saw that. And here we go. Thank you. I'll figure this part out. Maybe have a special computer just to hit refresh for you guys. And Inga. Thank you, Inga. You're so kind. That's sweet compliment. All right, you guys. So, and I worry about it every week, Inga, every week. This full moon, I want you to think about Pisces and Virgo. It's an axis. Full moon means that the moon is going to be in the opposite sign of the sun. Opposites are compatible elements always. So you have water of Pisces and you have the earth of the moon, water and earth. Now, did I say, wait a minute, earth and water? No. I'm sorry. It's a Virgo full moon, Pisces, earth, water, compatible elements, not opposite elements, compatible elements. Water and earth are compatible. Fire and air are compatible. So in an opposition, you have compatible elements. We have all this Pisces water where in your life, you're looking at the world like a movie. You're seeing the gorgeousness of the forest. You're seeing the landscape. You're seeing the colors, how they blend together. I just got this thing called a Govee. You put it on the back of your TV and it reads how the lights are going. So it adds extended light in the back of the TV. A silly freaking purchase. That was amazing. It wasn't that expensive, honestly. Under $100. And you just put these LED lights that read the color that's on the screen of the TV. So when they're in a dark blue tunnel, the back of the TV turns blue. How cool is that? I'm sorry. I love that. It totally makes the TV experience a trip and it just adds a little depth to it. So anyway, I love to talk to you about the new things I find and enjoy. I got a bread cutter, a bread slicer where you crank and the bread comes right through as a slice, like a deli thing, but it's manual. We're going to have a shopping show, I promise. Okay. So the tree, the landscape, that's what made me think of it. You see these colors, they're magical everywhere. That's Pisces. We have that. And then you have, wait a minute, I'm seeing some disease on that tree. There's the bark on that one is peeling off, or that one's dying, or there's an insect, or there's a bug. The details. And that's Virgo. And in the full moon time, the minute it hits full, like we're coming up to this expansion this week. So we're going to feel the lunar identity. The lunar identity is where what you need, how you're dealing with your emotions. What are you feeling? How am I comfortable? And that feeds into your sun sign. So wherever the moon is, like today it's in Cancer, you'll funnel in all the needs that cancer brings in up in your chart, and you'll funnel them into, you'll start filtering them through. So for example, you might want to stay home today, like a lot of you did, a good holiday to stay home. You might need to take care of something for the kids. You might need to take care of something for yourself. You might be worried. It's all these cancer things, right? And they all filter in, and your sun sign sort of decides how you're going to work with them. As we build toward this full moon, things are getting brighter, things are filling up, we're taking care of things better. And then the moon hits, and it's in Virgo this Saturday. And that is when the culmination of now we know what we need to do. Okay, now we need to start packing for the trip home. So you've been on a trip, you're still enjoying it, but you know, Saturday we're leaving, we're packing to go home. Because what happens at the new moon? At the new moon, you're home, you're tired, you got dirty laundry to do, and you got to hit the reset button. So we still got some time, but the full moon sort of is the point where you realize, okay, time to let go, time to really undo. So this week, wherever Cancer lies in your chart, it goes into Leo and then Virgo, we're having a sort of summer experience. We're sort of feeling good about who we are. We're looking at life of how we can play. We're sort of chuckling at things. And this is what I'm wishing for all of you. And then when the Virgo moon hits, it's like, we got to get to work. I got to unload some of this stuff. In fact, I was thinking about the full moon and I thought, I am seriously sitting on so much junk that I keep saying, I don't want to give up. I think I'm going to do the Marie Kondo thing and sort of give it up. I think I'm going to get a trash bag in here and just give it away. And we have the VA vets come every 6 weeks just to practice giving away, no matter what. Yes, come back. And they come, we have the date, and we usually meet the night before throwing shit in there like, hurry up. But of course, John Mars in Virgo is neatly packing everything and getting it ready with little decals on it for who, you know, what they take. It's very sweet. Always have a Capricorn moon and a Mars in Virgo person in your life. If you can handle the anger and cleaning, it's good. that's an old time joke between you and me. All right. So that means that we got to get ready for the big let go on Saturday. Okay. And it's in Virgo. It should be easy. But why not prepare for it now? Why not think about the things you want to, like, get a box ready, get your bag ready, get whatever it is. I'm just saying the literal cleanup, but what about people in your life that you might need to basically just have the talk with? Maybe just let's be really honest here. I don't want to piss you off, but let's just talk. Now, if they get pissed off and defensive, it's sort of like, that's more information for you. You don't have to do anything about it. You don't have to fix anything. It's all about observing. Remember, the observer is your secret weapon, because the rule of thumb and the rule by almost every spiritual and psychological system that exists says, if you just observe it, it will fix itself. But you don't force it. Like, in other words, if you see yourself doing a bad habit, you go, there I go doing that thing again. I do. That's all you have to do. There I go again in your head. Keep doing it. Don't change it. Don't say, I got to shift this change. You don't have to do that. That's the gift of the observer. So as this moon comes up, two things I just want to warn you about. Don't be self-critical. Just observe. Oh, there I am again doing that. And I kind of want to clean this mess up. If it's about the mess, it might be I want to give more. I've been thinking a lot about, what is the best way to contribute back? And I don't know the answer to it. I'm not going to go Google it, but I am going to, like, note that in my observers paying attention to that. What is the thing that I want to give? And I think that's it. Otherwise, we have a great week ahead of us. We also have a great lineup of shows. You all know Christina LaFrance, Lori Love, Jamie Don's here. Peggy and Kay decided to go weekly on Thursdays at 11 a.m. So we've got that. We have the usual lineup on Tuesdays, the powerhouse lineup. The Power Peak is out. The MarkHusson.com can get you there. Mark's Power Peak can get you there.com. The password is cosmic in lowercase. But please do me a favor. Encourage people to sign up to the newsletter. It helps us keep aware of how many people are reading it. And how well we're doing. And you sign up at 12house.com, 12house.com. And every Saturday night, you'll get a letter with the password on it. So you can go get it. Okay. Okay. I just care the world about you guys. I'm hitting refresh in the room. We're going to get ready to sign off here and let you have your President's Day while hopefully you stay listening to the shows and go visit 12listen.com and say hi to the gang, which has been with me forever. I mean, you realize it's over 15 years. It's pretty much the same group. And that's just, I mean, to me, that says a lot about a company, and I don't take credit for that. They are the company. All right. So let me look at all comments here. Make sure you guys are doing good. And okay. Thank you. All comments. Thank you very much. Okay, here we go. Catherine, decluttering is exactly what I'm doing today. A major declutter. Books, clothes, paper. Anyone have suggestions on how to scan documents into files? I do. There's a program called Turbo Scan on the iPhone that is to die for. I take a picture of anything and it automatically does it for you, turns it into a PDF and allows you to send it. That's how I take care of all my tax documents. So you might have been looking for a solution that's a little more, I don't know. You might have a lot more work than just a picture or two, but this, I use my Turbo Scan on everything. I would love to just have a day to talk to you guys about things and the products that we use, because I've had fun finding them and I love finding new ones. Audra says, I have the VA vets come too. Awesome idea, Marie Kondo party from now till Saturday. Right on, right? My Virgo worries about everything, Inga says. She's a Virgo. And you do, and just notice it. Like there's the worry mind. There it goes. And I get that. And you know, it does take care of itself. And sometimes worry's not a bad thing. You guys have been great. Thank you so much for all you do. This is Mark Husson. This has been the Astrology Hour. Stay tuned for Christina LaFrance and come see us over at 12listen.com. Okay, you guys, have a beautiful week. Big hugs. Happy full moon.